Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Oh my lord, when I tell you we have so much TLC tea to get to, I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed, y'all, okay? First of all, I was on Tammy Slayton's Live last night that ended abruptly with Tammy and the host shutting down a woman who was Lori, if you're listening to this damn podcast, girl, you scared off Tammy Slayton from Thousand Pound Sisters faster than somebody's seen a ghost, honey. Oh! I'll tell you what happened, but Tammy did confirm if she's got a modeling contract and if she's dating. We'll get to all that. Sister Wives. More continues for our women of Sister Wives, including fans with... I actually think mostly fans are positive about this, but Mary Brown paid tribute on what would have been her 34th wedding anniversary to Cody. And let's just say people have a lot to say about that. Debbie from 90 Day Fiancé. And happily ever after being outed as a fake and getting like police after her for being a crazy ass stalker. Michael from 90 Day Fiancé with Angela Deem and Michael has also appeared. So let's get into it. Welcome, TLC talkers, my Frasiacs. Love you. If you're new here, I'm Sarah Fraser, longtime podcast host, longtime TLC fan. And known probably for a lot of my TLC interviews. Everybody's been on this show, including if you love Emily and Kobe from Happily Ever After, I'm going to be re-airing this week on Sunday my interview with Emily Bieberly. We just did it last year, so great to reflect. She's since had a third baby. They're back on Happily Ever After. And there is tea as they are visiting Cameroon, honey. So be looking for that. And every Wednesday on TSFS, I do a recap of the biggest dirt in the TLC world because, let's just face it, these characters on these shows are so entertaining and the shenanigans they get up to in real life, it's so darn good. Let's start with Tammy Slayton and some other quick roundtable stuff, and then we'll go Sister Wives. Tammy Slayton, I was on her live last night. Shout out to Sarah from Texas. If you don't follow her podcast, She's just a phenomenal human being. She's known, I think almost even formerly now, as Jeff Lewis Obsessed. She loves Jeff, and she's also got just a great pop culture show. So she texted me last night, and she said, your girl, Tammy Slayton, is live on TikTok on a roundtable with three other guests. Go check it out. So I go check it out, and y'all, there was one woman on there from England, and sister would be like, I'll be right back. She'd go on, she would mute her video, but she would leave on her audio, and she would fall asleep. She'd start snoring, and then she'd come back, and we were all like, well, who's snoring? Who's snoring? She's like, not me. I'm like, girl, you're the only one hiding yourself. It's 3 a.m. in England, and we know you snoring like a dog here on this live. I don't know how Tammy stayed on here for so long, not distracted. But anyhow, they made a fatal mistake. So I asked Tammy, I go, what's the deal? Are we getting a season 6? Crickets. I go, okay, now what about your modeling career? Because I had read that Tammy and Amy, but mostly Tammy, had signed a modeling contract to be like a plus size model that you are going to, I mean, wouldn't that be amazing? We're seeing Lisa Rinna from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills at nearly 60 walking couture runway shows. Why not Tammy Slayton? So I said, do you have a modeling contract? And she said, yes. She said the first contract fell through, but she now has solidified and has a modeling contract. So there was Tammy. But then they made the fatal mistake. They brought in Lori because people were like, we want to join your live. We want to join your live. Big mistake. Skeeter, the host. That's her name. I'm just reporting the facts. Skeeter admits Lori. Ah, Lori was a mess. Lori goes, oh my God, Tammy, I love you. You're my favorite actress. First of all, she's not an actress. I don't know if Lori seemed high as a kite. So then it just went downhill from there. Lori's like, I love you. You're my favorite actress. I don't even know if Lori knew what live she was on. She's like, Tammy, you're the best. And I love you, like, in your husband. What happened to your husband now? Oh my God, y'all. I don't know if Lori didn't have a clue who she was talking to, but Tammy was like, he passed away. Oh, he did? I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah, I think I read that he died. What happened to him? The room hit a silent. I'm like, Lori, girl, you're going to scare her off. And then Lori goes, okay, well, then who are you dating now? Who are you dating? Well, Tammy is in a relationship with a woman, which I don't know who it is, although I do have to say I kind of felt like maybe it was one of the women on the live, but I don't want to say a name because I don't know for a fact. I do know for a fact that I had read a story about 3 months ago from our friends at The Sun that we love that Tammy Slayton is in fact dating a woman. Y'all, after that, the way Tammy hit the pause and she was out. She was long gone. And that live was over. So there's some updates on Tammy Slayton. I make a lot of crazy predictions on my shows. And I will say this. I think we'll get one more season of 1,000-Pound Sisters, but I'm going to say that it's very slow to come back. Tammy says they're still filming. It was such a debacle. It was such a weird setup with the season 4 that bled into about 5 episodes that were considered season 5 of 1,000-Pound Sisters. I just feel like there's more interest in Tammy and Amy online than there is of people actually tuning into the show. Just saying. That's all I'm going to put out there. All right. The other thing that's going on... Has anybody, by the way, speaking of social media, has anyone taken a look at Shauna Rae from I Am Shauna Rae recently? This queen is fire on her Instagram. Girlfriend looks like she has aged, like in a good way, okay? Now, Shauna Rae, if you don't know, she's I Am Shauna Rae, pituitary dwarfism. She's, I think, 3'11", if that. And she's 26 years old, but she looks like she's 8 years old. Has a reality show. She's amazing. Parents are very protective of her because obviously she's a little person. They're terrified she's going to be kidnapped or taken advantage of or fetishized. But she's out drinking at bars. She's got her license. And now she's posting these fire pics. Has anyone seen this? Now, I know that there is a filter on this on her Instagram. But this queen be looking like she's 35. I mean, I'm sorry. We are grown and baddie here. I mean, look at this. Stunning. She looks like Olivia Plath was photographing her, even though these are probably selfies with her cell phone. Hey now. I mean, look at this. She also has apparently a boyfriend. Hopefully we're going to see him on the next season of I Am Shauna Ray, which I believe maybe we're going to get it this summer. Also, Mariah Plath. Shout out to Mariah Plath and her dog, Blackjack. Blackjack turned 2 this week. Blackjack is the Doberman Pinscher that she has. And some of y'all wore shady-ass boots. Some of y'all are shady, shady mofos. The shadiest. A lot of you, Blackjack's 2 years old. She got him 2 years ago. And people were like, Mariah Plath getting a giant Doberman in a one-bedroom apartment. This dog is going to be back in a shelter in 2 seconds. Oh, the shade. Now, I can't really fault y'all too much because I had the same thoughts. I did. It takes a shady boot to know a shady boot. I sort of felt the same way. I thought, Queen, you live down in Tampa. You're in this gorgeous, it's like a studio, but the upstairs is the bedroom and it's like an open loft kind of layout. I'm like, girl, where are you keeping this giant ass Doberman? But she has, and Blackjack celebrated his second birthday and she put him up online. I liked it. I liked it. Not gonna lie. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com. And tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes 2 to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. The other news, Michael from Angela Demon Michael. Now, I made that correction last week that Angela is single. You know, Angela is involved from sources that I have, and I without giving too much away, there is a lot going on behind the scenes with Angela and Michael in regards to him leaving, immigration, their marriage, them separating. Is he going to be able to stay in this country? I don't know. But I do know, I think it's probably pretty serious for Angela, which I think is why she really wants it known that she is not dating anybody. She also goes live on TikTok a lot and says constantly, I cannot talk about my current status with Michael, my marriage, TV. I can't. So props to her. Now, a lot of people say to me, she's getting exactly what she deserves. She's an abuser. She's been an abuser. And there ain't no way in hell that any TV network would let a man treat a woman the way that she has treated him. And people that defend her and people in my DMs say, I don't know, Michael. I don't know what's really gone on. And people judge Angela and they don't know the full story. It's hard to say because I do know cases like that. So, but at least if you're judging from what you see on TV, it is hard to defend Angela. Michael reappeared on Cameo. If you want to book a cameo with Michael from 90 Day Fiancé, apparently he needs some money to pay that immigration attorney. He's on there going, I'm doing cameos, you guys. I'm doing okay. I would love to give you a birthday shout out, any type of shout out. All right, Michael. I got the $35 and I've got some questions. Where you at? Where you at? Who you dating? And what'd you do? Why'd you leave that damn cell phone in your entire wallet at Angela's? Who had a cell phone for you and where'd they pick you up in Georgia? I got some questions. Hamza from, remember from Memphis and Hamza before the 90 days? He remains here in the Chicago area, Memphis, divorced with kids, and they had a little girl together. Well, Hamza, this is sort of breaking, so I don't even know where this is going. Hamza posted a picture of himself laying in a hospital bed with two broken hearts, but no details. So it's like, Hamza, what in the world here going on? Is this, are you acting? Am I supposed to send a condolence? Like what? This is the picture. Can you see this on my YouTube? Look. Well, are you just having a routine surgery? My God. Is this for a colonoscopy, sweetie? Or is something going awry? They all love to just put out stuff and then we all guess. But praying for Hamza. Hopefully he is okay. All right. That's what we want for everyone. Let's move on to Sister Wives, which is what we all care about. It's why you're here. It's why I am also obsessed. So Mary Brown, a lot of people had a lot of feelings. I thought this was a post of someone who's well-evolved, but some people, whew, some of y'all felt like she is desperate, can't move on, paying tribute to a toxic human being, and Mary is still under Cody's spell. Here we go. Here is the post that Mary put up on, let's see, what's the date? 2 days ago. Mary writes, I've considered today whether or not I wanted to address this, but I thought I would. 34 years ago today, I got married. 34 years ago was the start of this family that so many of you have come to love or, well, not so much. Yes, I know full well that we are a very polarizing topic. At the same time, and in the many years following, I never anticipated a divorce was in my future. I don't regret my marriage and I don't regret my divorce. I look back on the years and see where I could have done better, where I did the best I could, where I didn't live to my best potential, and where I loved as full as my heart could feel. I look back and am grateful for the experiences and the lessons. For a long time, I had the narrative in my head that if I couldn't make my marriage work, then I was a failure. But what if I flipped that narrative? What if instead I looked at all the lessons I've lived and realized that's what made me who I am today? Not a failure, but a strong woman going after her dreams. April 21st is a day that has been surrounded with a plethora of emotions through the years. And I find it ironic that in more recent years, it's a day that has brought my life full circle. And April 21st will never pass without me remembering, not with bitterness, not with anger, not with sadness or even grief, just remembering my life and all the lessons and experiences in it. But more importantly, I will remember it as a day of a new start, a full circle moment, because sometimes life hands you a gift of the knowing you're on the right track. Oh, beautiful. I think that's beautiful. I think it's beautiful. Oh, anyhow. Go, Mary. So Mary seems to be celebrating the time with Cody. It would have been their 35th wedding anniversary, but also sounds like she's learned beautiful, valuable lessons and is moving forward. Do you think that is a woman who has done a lot of self-work? Or do you think it's a woman that maybe still wishes and longs for what she had with Cody and the Sister Wives? Maybe it's both. The other news that people are talking about is Madison Brown. Garrison's sister, Madison, obviously Janelle and Cody's daughter. Madison's been pretty active on social media, and people, I think, sending love, sending a bit of concern, but she basically says she's also on a journey, much like what Mary shared, where she's trying to wake up every day not angry, but more filled with gratitude and love. And it sounds like it's been quite a challenge for her. So some people kind of wondering, you know, if she's okay, where she's at. But she put up a post this week. Very telling. I was going to read just a snippet. And she says, "This journey seems to be filled with both shadows and light," she noted. "The absence of what was once familiar is profoundly painful, yet the gratitude for the moments we shared is overwhelmingly powerful." Now, what she's referring to, it sounds like, is just kind of her life in general with this post. I found it to be a bit cryptic, but a lot of people are like, "Good for you, girl. Like, you're channeling your pain and now you're focused on gratitude." She wrote, "Grief. Well, that was when Cody actually passed, but she says that Garrison. She says, "This past November, I embarked on a month-long journey of gratitude, driven by my curiosity about its profound effects on our well-being," she began. "The insights I gained were nothing short of astounding, revealing how a simple practice can significantly alter your emotional landscape. Lately, I've been holding on to a lot of anger, feeling it gnawing at me every day." So a lot of people trying to read into what does that mean. So is it around Garrison's passing? Is it something else going on? But a lot of people have thoughts on that one if you want to catch up on her Instagram. Janelle also gave an update on Garrison's cats. Everyone except for Miss Buttons. Miss Buttons, by the way, was the cat that Garrison had adopted shortly before his passing that was like 9 years old from the animal shelter. However, it looks like they're doing great. The cats are doing great. The cats have been adopted, being fostered by the Brown family siblings. Garrison's cats, Cathew and Patches, are thriving at Logan and his wife Michelle's place. And Miss Boots is living her best life with Aspen and Mitch, Janelle 54 wrote on Instagram. So there is an update on Miss Boots. "It was awesome that we could continue to take care of them like he would want." Janelle also shared a recent photo of the cats, which featured the kitties lounging in a staircase, relaxing on a cat tree, and playing together under a table. Wonderful. Wonderful. So there you go. It sounds like they're doing very well. The cats are doing great. Gabe was over at Janelle's house, and it sounds like Janelle continues to spend a lot of time with her children, continues to heal, of course. A lot still to unwind and unpack there. Absolutely. So good for them. Hopefully they're continuing to thrive. She made a cheeseburger pizza for Gabe, and he seems very, very happy with that. So we love to hear it. We love to hear it. And Christine Brown seems to be living her best life. She and David Woolley are out, I don't know, in some dirt bike truck or something that they're always on. She loves, I love David Woolley. This man is fire. She's always out in a, it's like a four-wheeler, but with a, but kind of looks like a car. There you have it. Get it, Christine. Look at David out here. He's living his best life in this 4x4, whatever that is. Okay, David, get it, David. They're having a good time. And Christine is loving it, driving around in that 4x4. Let's move on to Seeking Sister Wife, which is everyone's new obsession. So good. We do have a new addition, a baby to the family. But I want to thank a sponsor. Thank you to Horizon Fibroids. Guys, 80% of women will have a fibroid by the age of 50. heavy periods, long periods. You could be having fibroids so badly you're getting blood transfusions every month or an iron transfusion. Don't live like that. You could be getting a uterine fibroid embolization procedure, which has been around for more than 2 decades, completely safe and covered by most insurance, at Horizon Fibroids. 3 locations. These are for my DMV listeners. So if you live in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, go see Dr. Will Neem at Horizon Fibroids. You can make an appointment on his website at horizonfibroids.com. Tell him the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. They're pretty amazing, all the great work that they do. So do not get a hysterectomy without seeing him first. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. Seeking Sister Wife, I've said it already 10,000 times, but they confirmed it in a huge People magazine article yesterday. But Garrick, or as a lot of you like to say, Garrick, and Danielle Merrifield have a baby. They just had a little girl. She had the little girl when she was like, Danielle's age, I think, is 36, 37. The little girl is, her name is Leah. And hello, they kept the secret for a year. Now, they didn't really keep the secret because you all knew on Reddit, because you were seeing toys around their house when they would post on Instagram. Everybody knew, but they announced this week on the show that they were pregnant. And then, of course, fast forward, Leah's like 6 months old. I mean, she is like gorgeous. She's adorable. She's so cute. I'm like, oh my God, okay. I have insane baby fever. But so good for them. Congratulations. A lot of people are even more repulsed by their lifestyle because they're like, you guys have a new little baby and you still acting a fool like this with all these stupid polygamy stuff. Doesn't matter, guys. The Holy Spirit has spoken to them. And that is why they now have baby number 3 and Garrick has proposed. Okay, didn't tell you. That's how it's all going down. Whew. Leah Lily Melissa Merrifield was born on May 17th, 2023. Okay, I said 6 months. This queen, this little girl is like a year old, honey. She's about ready to head to college. She has daddy's blue eyes. She is such a doll. I will say she is such a doll. Now, if you recall, the Merrifields have 2 older sons. And the Merrifields said, I know the boys, they love their sister, but they will be moved out of the house when she's about 5. But I also know they will be calling to check on her and stopping to see her as much as possible. There you go. So we knew it all along, but now they've confirmed that they have a baby. The other thing that people are talking about and speculating about on Seeking Sister Wife is that April Davis from the Davis family is a cult leader. Ooh, harsh. Harsh. Oh, they're calling April a cult leader, a snake. She's hell-bent on manipulating Danielle. Danielle's the one that I love and I love to parody because whenever you see Danielle in every scene, she's just shaking her head in agreement. And then once they go to the one-on-ones with her, she's always like, you know what? I think this is a terrible idea. It's like, girl, grow a fucking background. We're going to see the confessional. You might as well say this shit to these faces. But that's why they say April's manipulative and works like a cult leader. She's hell-bent on manipulating Danielle, who is young and emotionally vulnerable, into saying yes to her demands. You can also tell when Danielle is having her arm twisted by April because she nods and says the word yeah constantly. I agree. Did they quote me for this? They better have quoted me for this because I've been saying this about her since the start of this. April's the leader of the cult. The way she wants Danielle to promise she won't ever leave again is creepy. April is head wife. It's her job to recruit new wives, groom, and pimp the current ones to Nick when he wants them. One person noted that the hardest part of this whole thing is that Danielle Davis is expected to marry the fourth wife. The seeking sister wife star would do what April and Jennifer Davis did to keep the family united, which is why not be ready or open to, which she might not be ready or open to. Mm. And of course, Nick just, Nick loves the whole thing, right? I mean, Nick is completely on board. Last story of the show is Miss Debbie. Look, you know, I give people a lot of grace because reality shows, everything's edited to some degree, right? Especially on these 90-day franchises, everyone's going to get an edit. You're going to have the crazy couple that are never going to make it. You're going to have the couple that, like, Emily and Kobe, Jenny and Sue meet, who are, like, in love, really going to make it. And then they get the, you know, older woman with the younger guy. It's never going to work out. Well, Debbie, I've tried to be nice, but Miss Debbie to me irritates the fuck out of me. She does. I think she's an attention whore. I think she loves being on television, and I'm proven right. She so plays it up for the camera. I can't get into her. I just cannot. I can't. It's like Jasmine and Gino. And again, I actually think Jasmine and Gino are still together and will make it. I just don't have any interest because I think Jasmine, and props to her, knows exactly how to play the game. So does Gino. They're not together online because they want people to keep tuning in. Well, now Ruben the Cuban Sanchez, who has played her latest boyfriend here, filed a police report against Debbie for cyber harassing and stalking. Ruben filed the police report in Miami-Dade County, citing Debbie's negative online chatter about him. According to legal documents exclusively obtained in touch, Ruben accidentally called Debbie out on his own Instagram account on Thursday, April 18th, writing in part, "Recently, Miss Debbie started a malicious campaign of accusations and defamation against me. Beware of Miss Debbie, who portrays herself as a healer and an advocate for well-being every Monday on her Instagram posts. However, it's becoming evident that her true motivations are driven by self-interest, regardless of who she harms." In Touch says they also have confirmation that Debbie faked her relationship with Ruben for a storyline on season 4 of 90 Day Fiancé The Single Life. Debbie went on the date, which is the one she's most recently on. And I actually do believe this to be true, but the long and the short is that because Ruben posted the receipts and In Touch posted the receipts, Miss Debbie went on to dating sites and said, "Look, I'm up for being cast in this show, Single Life. I'm looking for a boyfriend to play the part." And she wrote to Ruben. He posted their text messages. And she goes, "I'm going to put you in touch with the TLC producer. She's cute. She's smart. You can flirt with her." This is all in writing. And Ruben did it. Ruben played along. And now he said she's a psycho biatch. What? I think this is completely true. I think that TLC loved the character of Debbie. It's why with Jasmine and Gino, because Jasmine and Gino are now on, they're going to be on Last Resort. Some of these couples I really enjoy. Ed and Liz. Oh, so fake. Ed pulled the plug on the wedding last minute. Now, I got to go back because I had actually read that they legit got married, but I don't think that they ever did. I thought there was a marriage license out there. However, be warned, Miss Debbie is single, back on the loose, and Ruben is posting all the evidence that, in fact, he agreed to play along. met with producers to act like her love interest, but they really never had any strong connection. So there you go. There you go. All right. As I mentioned, later this week, Emily Bieberly from 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. I'm going to be going into the vault, playing our fabulous interview, which took place just about a year ago. Be tuned into that. And then tomorrow, David Yontif, Behind the Velvet Rope. We have the latest gossip in the Bravo world. And then it continues on Friday and Saturday with new updates. Will Kyle Richards be back on RHOBH or fired if she doesn't confess to her relationship with Morgan Wade? We'll have the latest. Bye, everybody.